So, good day everyone, and welcome to our Sunday morning meditation. And meditation practice is supported or helped by our contributions to it. Instead of just sitting quietly and expecting just to reap the benefits of quiet sitting, it might be helpful to think of a few things that we contribute to allow the meditation to unfold. And so we contribute non-hostility, a non-aversion to what's happening to our experience. We contribute a non-greed, the absence of greedy expectation or desire for something, or we contribute non-delusion, not getting caught up in delusions of grandeur or fantasies or all kinds of abstract, removed thinking that has nothing to do with the simplicity of the immediacy of right here. And so we contribute something, and non-hostility is comparable to, or is related to, offering some degree of simple, ordinary kindness, goodwill, friendliness. Non-greed is associated with offering some very simple, ordinary generosity, being generous to what the experience is. And non-delusion is associated with the field of wisdom, to bring forth whatever wise understanding we have that supports us to, or encourages us to stay right here, be here. So we make simple contributions. So assuming a meditation posture where you are upright, either literally or metaphorically, in a posture that supports you to be both comfortable and alert. Closing your eyes, that's comfortable for you. And then settling into your posture, kind of becoming aware of your body, and if there's ways that you can relax and settle your body, soften, ease into this human form that we have. And perhaps taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. In the exhale, stretching the torso to the edges of how big this torso can become. Perhaps a stretching. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, scan through your body, relaxing those parts of the body where there might be holding and tension. settling down into your body. And is there some place in your body that you associate with non-greed? The absence of any strong, driven desire. Maybe a place of generosity, openness. And if there is such a place in your body, breathe with it for a few moments. Breathe through it. Connecting yourself to non-greed. Is there any place in your body that you associate with non-ill will, the absence of hostility, a place of peace, of goodwill, maybe of contentment? And to breathe with this part of your body. Breathe through it. Grounding yourself in non-ill will. And is there a place in your body that you associate with non-delusion? Some place in your body that feels at rest or relaxed when there is wisdom, understanding. And perhaps as we sit this meditation, in a gentle, easy, simple way, maybe non-greed, non-ill will, non-delusion, can be a soft, gentle support and inspiration for your present moment mindfulness, for staying alert and present, moment by moment, here, breathing in and breathing out. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, how might you be at the end of a meditation that supports non-greed, non-ill will, non-delusion? How might you be at the end of meditation that feels like almost like a natural support? Not complicated, not a lot of thinking. Is there something about simplicity of being, or being calm, settled, being more mindful, that supports? Being alive without being caught in greed or ill will, delusion. And may it be that how we meditate, that the practice that we do, that the fruits of that, this practice, may it be that it's something we can share with the world. Share in intentional and unintentional ways, knowing and unknowing ways. Share it not because we proselytize for sure, but share it just by the way we are in the world. May we live in the world with generosity and love and wisdom. And in doing so, contributing to the good conditions that support other people to be happy and free and peaceful and safe. May this meditation practice that we do help someone today or for the next 24 hours to feel safe, safer, to feel more peaceful or at ease, to feel happier. To feel like they can live with breathing more freely, their heart beating more freely, their mind freed from constrictions and preoccupation. May all beings be happy and peaceful and safe and free. And may we support that possibility.